Tonight, television history is rewritten.
Roll a five, and that gets you $1 million.
No other show has given away so much money so fast.
$100,000!
No other show has made so many millionaires so quickly.
Show me a nine. $1 million!
No other show has made so many dreams a reality.
Show us, Paige, how much is that car worth?
So dramatically.
I'm a millionaire, Mom.
You're a millionaire, baby.
Lottery players from across the country have been flown to Las Vegas for an incredible dream vacation and an opportunity at a once-in-a-lifetime chance to win $1 million. And you could be next if you buy an instant ticket from a participating retailer. Tonight, someone could become a member of
the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Everybody, I am Billy Gardell, and welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club, huh? All right. Beautiful. Our studio audience is very excited because every single lottery winner sitting in our stage tonight can win a fortune. Our audience has been divided into five sections, and one lucky lottery winner from each section is going to play a game for a prize of $100,000 to be shared with the lottery winner sitting in that section. At the end of the show, one of these five players is going to have a chance to go for $1 million. All right. Well, it is time to find our first player. So which section will they be coming from? It's gonna be Pawan from the cat section. All right, hi Pawan. Come on right over here, huh? Right over here. Stand right here for me. How are you?
Good.
All right. Now wait a minute. I called down Pawan, but your name tag says
Waltriessa.
So you are Waltriessa. Pawan is not here. You're playing for Pawan, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So well, I'm here to win the big jackpot.
I love that. Well, let's win you some big money because you are going to play the electric company. Now you, Waltriessa, might just have the power to win $100,000.
Wow!
Okay? Now, anything that you do win will be split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in your section. Okay, in front of you are 10 switches. Now, each turns on a different number of light bulbs from 1 all the way up to 10. Okay, and as you can see, each bulb is worth different money from the amounts of $50 all the way up to $100,000. Now, notice there's one more bulb. If you push too much voltage into our grid and light up that red bulb, you'll cause a blackout. You will lose all of your money and the game's over, okay? So we don't want that to happen. All right, I'm gonna ask you to pick a switch and then we're gonna go over there and flip it together and see how much money you've won. Which one looks good to you?
Number four.
All right, let's go to number four here. Okay. Flip that switch and let's see how many bulbs you got. One, two. Four bulbs lit up. No other switch is going to light up four bulbs. Remember, it's 1 through 10, okay?
Yes.
You'll have $200 in your bank, so go ahead and pick another switch. Which one looks good
to you?
Number
8, Billy. Number 8,
okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Flip that switch.
Okay, Billy.
Let's get a big number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Very nicely done. Now, you got 800 bucks. Nine bulbs have been lit up. 11 bulbs away, you're still safe. Any number of switches is good for you. Let's win you some more money. Which one would you like? What do you think?
Number three.
Let's go over to number three. Now, this one's going to get you into some big money. I have a good feeling about this. Go ahead and flip that switch, Waltriessa.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. $20,000. Unbelievable, right? Unbelievable, Aria. What do you think? All right, now, 6 comes off the board, but the important thing is, you are 5 bulbs away from $100,000, okay?
5 bulbs away, yes.
There is a switch out there now that lights up 5 bulbs.
Right.
Also, there's ones that light up 7, 8, and 10. So there's 3 switches out there that are going to end your game. So you have a decision to make.
Okay.
You can take that $20,000 and split that with the lottery winners in the cat section.
Yes.
10 for you, 10 for them,
yes.
Or you can play for $100,000. What would you like to do? What do you think, kiddo? It's a lot of money, but you're 5 away from $100,000.
I know, Billy, I know. We gotta go for it,
you
Billy.
You gotta go for it. She's gonna go. Here's what we want to do. We want to pick a switch that throws 5 light bulbs or less. Okay, lights up 5 light bulbs or less. Which one's it going to be?
Number 10, Billy.
Number 10. Let's go
number
to number 10. All right.
Yes.
So you think maybe this is the switch that's going to win you $100,000. This is the one.
This is it, Billy.
All right, I hope
like
you're right. I want you to win. I hope you're right, all right?
Okay.
Show us 5 light bulbs or under. Go ahead and throw that switch. Come on,
all
5
right,
or under. 5 or under. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 3. $40,000. $40,000. You are 2 bulbs away from $100,000. There is a switch that lights up those 2 light bulbs, but there are also a few out there that will end your game. 2 good switches, 4 bad ones, so the odds are a little less in your favor. $40,000 is a lot of money. You can take that $40,000, split it with the lottery winners in your section, or you can take a chance on finding that 2.
No, Billy, I'm gonna stay.
You're gonna stay. All right, okay, let's go. Great job, great job.
Thank you, Billy.
All right. Now, here's what we're gonna do. Just for fun, because I am morbidly curious, which switch would you have picked?
If I was going to,
if you were gonna go, what would it have been?
I would have picked number 1.
Number 1. Well, why don't we come over here and throw this just to see?
Okay,
go ahead, flip that switch. 1. 2. Oh! Oh, my dear! That's okay. That's okay. You can't know unless you go. But hey, guess what? Guess what? Listen. Listen. You're going to split $40,000 with the lottery winners in the cat section, and you are going to stick around later for a chance to play for $1 million, all right? Walt, Teresa, thank you. You're a wonderful contestant. We're going to throw it right over to Todd Newton. We'll be right back with more Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Our friend Charlotte here is from Centerville, Virginia, where she's been a postal worker for over 25 years. But you went over to D.C., you bought a ticket there, you're representing the D.C. lottery, and your accent is not a Virginia accent. What kind of accent is it?
Brooklyn.
Oh, Brooklyn.
Homegrown.
All right, you want to play for $10,000?
Yes,
yes. Of course. Right up here, we have a cash register and a $1 bill. That's yours, the register is mine. I want you to turn that $1 bill into 10 grand using the 6 keys that we have for you here. 3 of those keys will add 1 zero to your dollar. Other 3 will add 2 zeros. I'll let you choose 2 keys. If they both have 2 zeros, you've got $10,000. Which 2 would you like, Charlotte?
I'll take C and F.
C and F, you got it. Start with C. How many zeros do we have with C? 2, we like that. If the same is true for F, you got 10,000.
Okay.
Come on,
okay.
How many with F?
Yes!
$10,000!
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be right back.
Let's find out where our next contestant is coming from. It is going to be Brock from the dog section. Congratulations. Come on, man. All right.
Hey,
Brock, how are you?
Go ahead, Billy.
Now, where are you from, bro?
Stillwater, Minnesota.
Stillwater, Minnesota, man. What do you do out there in the great state of Minnesota? What do you like to do?
We're a huge outdoor enthusiast, so we love to go camping and hiking on the North Shore of Lake Superior.
You like to camp in Minnesota?
Yeah, we love it.
What's that season, about 4 days?
Sometimes.
And let me ask you something. You like to take the train?
Love the train.
Well, let's take the train to some money. You are going to play Ride the Rails. All aboard! This way, my friend. All right, Brock. With a little luck and guts, you are going to ride out of here with $100,000. Okay? And remember, anything that you win does get split 50-50 with you and the lottery winner sitting in the dog section. So they're going to be rooting for you, right? All right? Okay. All right, my friend. On the board in front of you are 10 railroad lines. Each railroad line has an engine, a certain number of cash cars, ranging 1 to 10, and a caboose. You are going to select the railroad line. When the train starts moving, the cash cars appear one at a time. Now, you can stop the train at any time by hitting that brake right in front of you. And that's important because if you see the caboose before you hit the brake, you bank no money for that railroad line, okay? You are going to get to select 4 railroad lines in all. And the value of each train's cash cars is going to escalate. The final train's cash cars are going to be worth $5,000 each, okay? If you can get the money meter you see in the center of our board all the way up to $50,000, we are going to double that amount and give you and the lottery winners in the dog section $100,000. All right? All right, Brock, pick a railroad line for me up there. What's it going to be, buddy?
We're going to go with the Reading Railroad.
The Reading Railroad. Okay, my friend. The first train's cash cars are worth $1,000 each. Put your hand on the brake, okay? You want to let it go as many cash cars as you can before you see that caboose, but make sure you hit the brake before the caboose. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, train is leaving the station. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Okay, you hit the brake. $5,000. Just like that, my friend. Right out of the gate, all right? And I gotta tell you, you got some nerve to let it go 5 cars right out of the front. I'm impressed. But here's the thing. We have to see how many cash cars you left on the line so we know which trains are eliminated. So how much cash did you leave on the railroad line? 6,000. Oh, nicely done, my man. Nicely done. Okay. Now, no other train is going to have 6 cars attached to it. Remember, it's 1 through 10, okay? Yeah. You have $5,000 in the bank. Pick another railroad line for you.
I'm going to go with the Bostonian, Billy.
The Bostonian. All right. Here we go. Now, hand on the brake. Remember, this train, the cash cars, are now worth $2,000. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
All right, my friend. Train is leaving the station. 2,000. 4,000. 6,000. Oh! All right, that's okay. Now you know what the caboose looks like.
Yeah.
That's okay. You have $5,000 in the bank. You have 2 more trains to go. Cash cars are now worth $3,000. Pick another railroad for
me. All right.
What do you think, dog section? What should we pick?
Going with the short line.
Short line it is. All right. All right, my friend, the Short Line Railroad, hand on the brake. You ready to go?
Ready.
Train is leaving the station. 3,000, 6,000, 9,000, 12,000. Ooh, all right. It gets a little nerve-wracking, doesn't it? All right, nicely done, $12,000. We added to the bank, you now have $17,000, okay? Let's see how much cash you left on the rails. $15,000, $18,000, $21,000, $24,000, $27,000. Oh, okay, all right. Well, now we know the 10-car train is off the rails, okay? The 9 is still out there, and the 8 is still out there. Cash cars are now worth $5,000, okay? Right. Now, this is your final train, okay? If we got a train with at least 7 cash cars,
you'd fill up your money meter, and we'll turn that $50,000 into $100,000. Okay? So I need you to pick a line, all right?
Which rail would you like to pick?
Rocky Mountain. All right, bro. I want you to pick a long train, brother.
All right.
Hand on the brake. Train is leaving the station. 5,000. 10,000. 15,000. 20,000. 25,000. 30,000.
Congratulations, Brock. Don't go away. We got more right here on the Monopoly Millionaires Club. We'll be right back.
We're going to go get them.
All right. All right. Welcome back to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. We are on fire tonight.
What I need right now is another contestant. Which section will they be coming from?
And it's gonna be
Kendall from the boot section. All right, come on down, Kendall.
All right, my friend, welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires
Club.
How you doing tonight?
I'm great.
Where did you play the lottery at?
Monette, Missouri.
Monette, Missouri. All right, outstanding. And who's here? Anybody here rooting for
you? I brought my wife of 34 years.
Your
with
wife
me.
Of 34. Where's your wife at?
Right, hi.
How are you? Well, I'm hoping you win some money for you and your wife. We are going to play the block party. Let's go win you some money. Right down here, sir. All right, here we are, my friend. Now, you, like everybody else on our show, has a chance to win $100,000. Absolutely. Anything that you win will get split 50-50 with the lottery winners sitting in the boot section. So they're going to be rooting for you. Okay? Here is the Monopoly board. There are 8 different color property sets. The brown set, worth $1,000, all the way around the board to the dark blues, worth $20,000. Here in front of us are 2 lovely models. That is Karina and Paige, and they're going to help you pick your cards. Okay. The 12 cards right there, 8 of them represent the 8 property sets on the board. You find one of those and you bank the amount of money that that set's worth. 3 of the cards are strike cards. You want to be very careful because those are bad, okay? However, there is one special card out there, the block party card. If you find it, you can select both property sets on any side of the board and bank all of that prize money for that block. If you can find all 8 property sets, the $100,000 is yours, all right? My friend, pick a card.
I've got 5 grand cans, I'll go with 5.
All right, Karina, he has picked the 5 cards. Show us some good news. What's behind the 5? $2,000. All right. Which card would you like to pick next?
I have 3 daughters, we'll go with 3.
All right, he's got 3 daughters. The lovely Paige is going to show us what's behind card number 3. What's behind number 3, Paige?
$3,000. All right. Excellent.
All right, there are now 7 good cards out there. The 3 strike cards are still out there, but you have $5,000 in the bank. How's that, my man?
Great.
All right. You're in no danger, my friend, so pick another card.
Number 6.
Number 6, please, Karina. Show us that big one. Oh, all right, okay, that's all right, though. That first strike is like a warning, okay?
Yes.
That one doesn't hurt you. However, the second one will cut your money in half. The third one will end your game. You still have 7 great cards out there. And you have 2 bad ones, and the block party card could win you $30,000 in one shot. So you can split that $5,000 between you and the lottery winners in your section. or you can continue to play on. What would you like to do?
What do you think? Real playing? I think we're real playing.
What number would you like to pick?
10.
10. All right, Karina, we need some good news, okay? We're just recovering from a strike. Block party! Unbelievable. Good job. Great job. Now, all right. You can choose any side of the board, any side of the board you want.
Which I think I'll take the blue and the green.
He's going to take the blue and the green properties. Karina and Paige, we need to take the dark blue property set off and the green property sets off. Would you please flip those for us? Now, there are 5 good cards, 2 bad cards, odds still in your favor, and my friend, you are 4 property sets away from that $100,000. So the big choice again, split that $35,000 with your section or play off. If you hit that second strike, that's going to cut that in half.
Okay,
so be aware. What would you like to do?
We'll try one more.
One more? One more. All right, one more. Okay, what number up there makes you feel good?
We'll go with 1.
Number 1, Kendall. I hope this is good here. Let's go. All right, Paige, what do we got? Oh! Ow! I hate that. All right. That's gonna cut half your money.
Yeah.
So that's gonna bring your bank down to $17,500, okay? Now, once again, 4 property sets away from 100,000. You can take that 17,500, split it with the lottery winners in your section, or you can play on 4 good cards, and there's only 1 bad card up there. So the odds are in your favor.
25%.
What do you think?
Take the money.
You're going to take the money? Yep. Kendall is going to take the money. All right, $17,500 is a lot of money, my man. And I need to know what you might have done. So which card would you have picked?
8.
Number 8. Paige, tell me that was a strike. Oh, you know what? That's all right. You did great.
Thank you.
$17,500. You're going to split that between you and the lottery winners in your section. Stick around, because you might have a chance later to play for $1 million, all right? Now, if you want to join me right here in Las Vegas on the Monopoly Millionaire stage, here's how you can do it. Take a look at this.
Advance to Vegas and join us at the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Buy your ticket from a participating lottery retailer, and you could be standing on go for a chance at $1 million.
Tonight. I love it. I want to keep the streak alive. Where is our next contestant coming from? Which section? Tom from the battleship section. Woo! All right, Tom, how are you, my man? Welcome to the Monopoly Millionaires Club.
Where are you from, my man?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. All right. All right. Okay. What do you do out there in New Jersey?
I'm an independent contractor. I'm also in the United States Army National Guard for New Jersey.
Well, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service, my man. Did you play the lottery in Jersey?
Yes.
All right, and you were lucky enough to be chosen to come out here to Vegas?
Absolutely.
And now you're in it for the big money, right?
That's it.
All right, well, let's go play No Vacancy.
All right.
All right, Tom, now with a little strategy and luck and nerve, you can book yourself $100,000. Woo! Absolutely. Now, anything you do win gets split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the battleship section, so they're going to be rooting for you. This, sir, is the Monopoly Hotel, just like in the game. It has 3 floors, and each floor has 7 rooms. Rooms on the bottom floor worth $1,000 each. Rooms on the second floor, $2,000. And rooms on the top floor, $3,000 each. Now, for every room that you book, that room's value will be added to your bank. And if you can book every room in the hotel, there will be no vacancies, and you, my friend, will win $100,000. Woo! All right. Bring in the limos. Here are 5 limousines dropping off guests at the hotel. Each limo is carrying a different number of guests, ranging from 1 to 5. Choose a limousine. We're going to see how many guests have arrived, and then you have to book them into the rooms. Here's the deal. All of the guests from that limousine must be booked on the same floor. If you overbook a floor, you lose all your money and your game is over, okay?
All right.
You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, Jersey, pick the first limousine. How many people you want here? What do you want?
I'm going to go with green.
Green. Show us how many guests are in the green limo, please. 4. Right out of the gate. All right. Party. All right, my friend, what floor would you like to put them on?
Middle.
In the middle. Book those 4 guests in the middle, please. All right, the bank is filled. 8,000, you are in no danger right now. You got plenty of rooms left. Bring in some more limousines. All right, which one of these is carrying a number of guests? Red. Red. How many guests in the red limo? 1. All right.
Okay.
Where would you like to put this guy?
Middle.
In the middle. Add $2,000 to the bank. You are up to $10,000, my friend.
All right.
Let's bring some more limos in. 1 to 5 in these limos. Which car looks good to you?
Silver.
How many guests are in the silver limousine?
5.
Very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Top floor.
The top floor. Big money. Put them on the top floor, please. $25,000, huh? All right, now, you have plenty of rooms left on the bottom. No danger. Bring in some more limousines. Which cat? You want to ask your section for help? What do you think?
Yellow.
Okay, show us how many guests are in the yellow limousine.
5.
All right, now. Okay.
All right, bottom floor.
Where would you like to book them? One place, right?
That's it.
All right. Put them on the bottom, please. All right, my friend. Now there's a little danger, okay? Let's bring in the next limos. Here's the deal. You have $30,000 in the bank. You can split that $30,000 with the lottery winners sitting in the battleship section, or you can continue to play on. Remember, there are 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 people in these limos. So there's 2 limos that are gonna make you money. There are 3 that are gonna end your game. So what would you like to do? Would you like to play on, or would you like to take the money?
All right, we're just gonna keep the money.
You're gonna keep the money?
Yes.
All right, Tom, nicely done, my man. You know, I gotta know, which one would it have been?
For me, it would have been green.
For the green. Let's see what's in the green. 4. Nicely done. Great job, smart move. $30,000. You're going to split 15 for you, 15 for the lottery winners in your section. All right? You might be playing later for $1 million, so stick around, all right? Todd Newton, tell us what's going on. You have another lucky lottery winner with you.
From the great state of Rhode Island and representing the Rhode Island Lottery, we have Nicole, Richmond, Rhode Island. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Warming up with us in Las Vegas.
Let's do it.
I know your little girl is at home watching, cheering mom on. So this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to show you 8 money bags. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to pick 2. 2 of those bags have $50 inside. 2 have $100. 2 have $500. 2 have $1,000. If the 2 bags you select have matching dollar values inside, $10,000, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know
Let's
why we're both
it.
Rubbing
I'm
our
ready.
Hands together, but it must be good luck. All right, which 2 money bags would you like?
I'm gonna take A and C.
A and C, they are yours. Good luck, Nicole.
Thank you.
A has $500 inside. No matter what, you got
that's
at least
good.
$500. Give us another $500
in C. $500, baby.
$1,000.
Oh,
a total of $1,500. Thank you.
I gotta hug you. I just do.
We'll be right back.
Show so far, and we want to keep the winning going, and there's no reason to look for a contestant because we know who it's going to be. It's going to be Travis from the Wheelbarrow section. Come on down, my man. All right, Travis, how are you, brother?
Good, how are you?
Oh, you've been patient down there. Your last section in. You ready to win some money?
Yes, I am.
All right, where are you from?
Iowa.
Iowa. What do you do out there for fun in Iowa?
For fun? We shovel a lot of snow.
Shovel a lot of snow. All right. Well, let's hope we can win you enough money that you can hire somebody to shovel some snow for you.
Sounds good to me, bud.
We are going to play Advance to Boardwalk. Right this way, sir. With just a few rolls of the die, you could win $100,000. Right? And anything you win does get split 50-50 with the lottery winner sitting in the wheelbarrow section. Woo! Here's the deal. You are going to roll this die and then advance that number of spaces. Each space worth a different amount of money. Every space you land on adds that money to your bank. The object of the game is to land exactly on Boardwalk, because if you do that, you're gonna win how much?
$100,000!
All right. But there is danger on the way, because you can never roll the same number twice. If you do, the game is over, you lose all your money. Okay? Now, Travis, you do have this roll again token, okay? You get to use it one time, but when it's gone, any roll after that could be your last. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, it's time to get you moving towards Boardwalk on $100,000. Woo! All right, my friend. Grab that die.
All right.
Give it a good roll. Let's get a big number right out of the gate, huh? All right, a three. Miss Page, three spaces, please. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. All right, $3,000 in the bank. Karina is going to take the three off the die, so we don't want to roll that three again. All the other numbers are alive. Thank you, my dear. Here you go. We don't want that. Anybody else? Anybody else with that? Hit that six. Hit that six. All right, two. We'll take it. We'll take it. Two more spaces, Paige, please. $4,000, $5,000. You know, you didn't get that far in that roll, but you added $5,000 to your bank, so you're at $8,000. So we don't want you to roll a two or a three, but you're still in no danger right now because you have your roll again token, okay? Give it another roll. All right, good roll, good roll. Three again, that's okay. It's not gonna hurt you right now. We're gonna use your roll again token. However, this is done. So now, if you roll a three or a two, your game is over. However, you can take that $8,000, you can split it 50-50 with you and the lottery winners in your section, or you can take a chance and roll for $100,000. Give it a good roll. Nine away. Come on, Blue. There you go. Nice job. Nice job. All right. Five spaces, please, Paige.
One, two, three, four, five.
Very nicely done. All right, look, you took a risk and it paid off. How do you feel?
Feel pretty good.
All right.
Feel pretty good.
18,000 in the bank, my friend. So now two, three, and five are no longer available. If you roll one of them, your game is over. However, you roll that four. This one, let me put it up here for you. How about that? That one right there wins you $100,000. Or you can split that money. What are you thinking?
Well, came here to win money.
Oh, I'm gonna roll.
All
right, he's a gambler. We get that little luck for you.
Little luck right there, brother.
Come on. Sorry, brother. That's okay.
Right.
Thank you for being a great contestant. Stick around. You might have a chance to play for $1 million, which is what we're going to do next when we come back right here on the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Yes. Welcome back to the Monopoly Millionaires Club. We have played five exciting games, and now it's time to see which of our five players is going to go for $1 million. We're going to start with our players who won money earlier to see if any of them have decided to give up their winnings and the winnings of their audience section for a chance to join the Monopoly Millionaires Club. Remember, the player willing to risk the biggest prize is the one who is going to go for $1 million. We're going to start with Kendall from the boot section. You won $17,500. Did you decide to go for the $1 million?
No!
He decided to go! you know how this works. It's whoever decides to risk the most. So right now you have a chance to go for a million. But we have to ask Tom, who won $30,000 when the battleship section, which is more than yours, did he decide to go for the million? He decided to go. Okay. Kendall, you're going to take that money. You're going to split it with your section's lottery winners. Thank you very much for being a part of our game. Now it's up to Waltry Essa. You won $40,000. Did you decide to go for $1 million? She did decide to go for $1 million. What?
You were splitting $30,000 with the battleship section.
It's all going to come down to our man over there, Brock. Brock, you won $100,000. You're going to give that back for a chance? Let's find out. Did you decide to go for $1 million?
If not, Waltry S is going to play.
What did you decide? You, sir, join me right over here on the Go Space. All right, Brock. You gave up $100,000 to play for $1 million. You ready?
I'm ready.
I admire that. That's big time. Here's how this works, okay? You're going to get five rolls to pass Go. And if you can pass Go, you're going to win $200,000, which is split right down the middle between you and the lottery winners in the dog section. But if you can land on Go, you are going to win $1 million. And if you hit that million, that's just you. Because if you land on Go, the audience, lottery winners in your section, are going to split the audience jackpot of $200,000. Unbelievable. $1 million for you, $200,000 for them. Amazing. There's a lot of money to be made right here just for the taking, so let's get started, okay? Here's how this is gonna work. That thing you see in the middle of the board is called the Monopoly Rock and Roller. It is going to start when I say fire up that roller. They're gonna roll the dice. When you feel the dice are ready, you push that button to stop them. Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's win $1 million. All right, fire up that rock and roller. All right, big number now, big number. We need a big number right here, big number. All right, doubles, very nice, let's go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Vermont Avenue. Show me how much Vermont Avenue is worth. $3,000. All right, that was a great first roll. You got $3,000 in your bank, and guess what? You rolled doubles, which means that's a free roll. You still have five rolls to go, all right? However, I do want to remind you that just like in the game of Monopoly, if you roll doubles three times, you go to jail, you lose everything, okay? Yeah. All right, fire up that rock and roller. Five rolls to go. All right, come on, big number, big number, big number. Eight, very nice. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. How much is St. James Place worth? $8,000. All right, my friend. Four rolls left. You got $11,000 in the bank. Fire up that rock and roller. All right, big number. We made another big number. How about an 11? That'd be nice. Eight. All right, we'll take the eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Illinois Avenue. $14,000 for Illinois Avenue. That brings your bank to $25,000. Okay, we don't want to roll a six. Sixes go to jail, we lose everything, okay? Three rolls to go, you can do this. Look how close Go is. Yeah. It's right, $1 million is right there. All right, fire up that rock and roll. Let's go, big number, big number, big number, big number. Yeah! Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, all right. You are gonna take a ride on the Short Line Railroad. Where is he going?
You are going to Fiji, my friend. Is that crazy? All right. Okay. You have $25,000 in the bank. You have a trip to Fiji, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You roll a 5, and that gets you $1 million. You roll anything above a 5, and you're gonna split $200,000 with your winners in your section. All right? This is exciting. I want you to hit this 5, all right? Yeah. Fire up the rock and roller. Close. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You won $200,000. You are going to split with the lottery winners in the dog section. Brock, congratulations. What an amazing win again today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of the Monopoly Millionaires Club. We'll see you soon. God bless. Good night.